Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now we have Dr. Laura Bambrick, the head of social policy at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, in studio with us. But before we talk to her, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, tell us about your front page story this morning on what the government is having to do because of a sort of an undermining of the new auto enrolment pension scheme that some companies seem to be engaging in.
That's right, Matt. There's emergency regulations will be brought in by the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cleary. It's because, as you say, some companies are trying to undermine or game the system. This new auto-enrolment pension scheme, My Future Fund, it's called, it comes in from the start of January. It's an enormous transformation. It's a landmark development in pensions. It means around 750,000 workers who will only have the state pension to rely on when they retire. They'll be signed into an occupational scheme, essentially My Future Fund. The employer initially will make 1.5% of their salary contribution, the employee 1.5% as well, and the government will top it up by 0.5% initially for the first couple of years. But some companies don't want to be involved in this. They may have a pension already in their company, or they just don't want the administrative burden or the cost involved in this. So they're trying to subvert it by telling these employees who are likely to be signed up for auto-enrolled for My Future Fund, they're telling them, look, we'll sign you into a pension fund. But it turns out that the fund they're putting them into is a pretty inferior fund, and there's only a 1% contribution going in. There's nothing from the employee, just 1% from the employer.
And anything from the state then, if these things are set up separate to My Future Fund?
I'm not very clear about that. I mean, there probably will be some tax relief, but it's just that the 1% is so low. It's such a nominal contribution, it's a token amount, that according to the Secretary General of the Department of Social Protection, it's unlikely to yield any material pension benefit, is the way he put it in a letter to Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. So essentially, you've got companies here trying to game the system. Now, I've had Willie O'Dea, the former minister and TD, onto me today saying it's his understanding that some brokers and some pension providers have been promoting this idea. So, the minister now is going to actually bring in an emergency regulation to stop this. He's going to set a minimum contribution that will have to be made so that if you're in a company and your employer is trying to put you into an in-house inferior scheme, you won't be at a disadvantage because the minister will bring in a regulation stating the minimum amount that will have to be contributed to a pension. So, you know, this will swing the momentum back in favour of people going into My Future Fund, which launches from the 1st of January. The fact that he has to do this is interesting. There was a lot of whistleblowers ringing the department about it. Unions have been complaining that this is happening. Payroll providers have spotted that this is happening, and revenue as well, which is doing a trawl through people's earnings just to see who's not in a pension and who's in the kind of earnings bracket who would end up in My Future Fund. So it's been spotted. Now, it's not widespread, Matt, but it's happening. And
okay,
it's happening to the extent that the minister has to act and act pretty fast.
Dr. Laura Bambrick from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, what do you make of this?
Well, when the legislation was going through the Oireachtas, we put down amendments looking for minimum standards to be in place from the get-go. The legislation at the moment recognises that there would have to be minimum standards to exempt existing pensions from auto-enrolment, but they give themselves 5 years, up to 5 years, to bring in the minimum standards. And when Charlie is talking about emergency regulations, that's what he's talking about. The fact that the these regulations are going to be brought in the next week or two before day one of auto enrollment. So while we don't have any numbers on the numbers of employers that are that are doing this, or the number of employees, so it could be a small number of employers but a large number of employees covered, the pace of the needs for regulation and minimum standards would indicate that this is a sizable number that's happening, that they're responding at such speed.
Would it also suggest that it might be more likely to happen in workplaces where there may not be union representation, that it would be easier for employers to do that if there aren't union people there to keep an eye on what's going on?
Yeah, so it had been reported to today, not by Charlie, but other people saying that it was unions getting in touch. We got this correspondence from the minister. We hadn't seen it in our workplaces. So we got the correspondence from the General Secretary outlining what was happening and asking us to forward it on to our member unions to give them the opportunity to make their officials on the ground aware of this and to highlight this practice. But it didn't come from us in this instance.
Which would imply it's happening more in non-unionized workplaces.
Exactly.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What also strikes me is that given that the employer contribution initially is only to be 1.5%, why would they go to the bother of setting up alternatives where, okay, for 1% as against 1.5%, could it be that they're afraid of what the increasing scale going up to, what is it, 5% in the future, and that they want to cap it at 1%?
Well, it'll go up to 6% in the future, but as I mentioned, within 5 years, before the contributions move to 4.5%, those minimum standards were going to be in place. Reading between the line between the SecGen's letter, it seems to be that this is happening in workplaces with existing company pensions. And what will happen in a lot of workplaces, they won't have 100% take up. So if you're over 23, under 60, earning 20,000, and you're not currently paying into that company pension, you are going to be auto-enrolled. And what would appear to be happening is a resistance from employers with existing schemes to have auto-enrollment in their workplace, because they are under the misunderstanding that this is going to be a heavy admin burden to them. They don't want to be running two pension schemes. And can I just say that they're completely wrong on that. On December 1st, the portal will open up, they'll register, they'll set up a direct debit. NERSA, the auto-enrollment body, will do all the heavy lifting. There will be no requirement for an employer to have an additional pension trustees, internal audits, actuarial valuations. So there is no admin burden with auto-enrollment for the employer.
There's listener Paddy who says, this whole auto-enrollment pension scheme might be great for employees, but what about small employers? I'm a two-man operation, just myself and one other lad, and every extra cost hits me directly. My overheads are already high, and now I have to contribute to a pension for him on top of everything else. If I take on another person, that's even more cost on my shoulders. It means I have to charge more for jobs just to cover these new expenses. It feels like yet another burden been put on small businesses, and honestly, it's very frustrating.
Well, we're the last country in the OECD to have auto-enrollment or a similar pension where it's expected that employers, along with employees, will put aside money for the retirement. As Charlie mentioned, when we retire, we'll have 15,500 at today's prices on a state pension. That's a significant drop. So those employers in the future, as our population aging, if everybody only has that minimum, there's not going to be a lot of money in the economy to pay and buy those goods in those. So this is good for the individual worker, but it's necessary for the economy as we age. And the employer contribution, it's tax deductible.
Charlie, we hear a lot about employers not wanting to do it, but here's an interesting tax that's come in. I own a restaurant with approximately 18 employees. Most of them do not want to become involved in the auto enrollment pension scheme. We are trying to make them understand that this is good for them, but most of them can't see the benefits. What do you say to that, Charlie?
Well, that's a very responsible employer, and yes, as Laura says, I mean, if you're in a job and you reach 66, you might have been on 45 grand, say, and you go down to what it'll be 16,000 euros next year because the pension goes up by 10 euros a week, they are really going to be hit hard, and increasingly people are renting late into life. You won't be able to pay for your lifestyle without some sort of supplementary pension. And, you know, as Laura says, we're the last country in the OECD to do this. It's been talked about for 25 years. It desperately needs to be done. The pity is that the government missed, you know, we didn't get a tax break coming in January. The pity is that this increased cost for employees might have been counterbalanced by a tax break, which we didn't get for the first time in years. So it will be a challenge to some people. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, it's been put off a number of times, Matt. It really is necessary to do this. We have an aging population. We can't have people retiring and, you know, on a state pension. It's just not enough to keep poverty from the door, unfortunately.
Although there are people saying that's what they pay their PSRI for. Will they pay it for other things as well? Charlie Weston of the Irish Independent, thank you. Laura, just before I let you go, we're doing a special on Galway as part of our series on the traffic congestion we're experiencing. There's a listener here says, it's clear there are issues at every point of commuting. There aren't enough trains or public transport, not enough parking at public transport options. The population is higher, so there are more cars on the road, making the roads not fit for purpose anymore. Accommodation is out of the price range for most workers, so they have to live and commute from further away. And companies are demanding workers to return to the office. Why? COVID proved that the economy didn't shut down when people started working from home. It's bananas. What's the ICTU position, or do you have one, on returning to the office? I think it's 35% of people, according to the CSO, do have some option of being able to work from home. Two-thirds don't. What are you hearing about the commuting difficulties for workers at present?
So, yes, you're right. Over a million workers will spend some of the week working remotely, and then the close to other 2 million are in jobs that need to be done, customer-facing, so don't have that opportunity. Since 2019, before we went into lockdown, in that period, we have close to 500,000 more workers in the economy. We didn't discover traffic jams in the last year or two. We always had congestion problems. Add on an extra 500,000 jobs, an extra people moving around the economy. Take that 1 million people out of the home and into the workplace again. The system just cannot cope.
Laura Bambrick of ICTU, thank you.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.